The rainy season is underway in Indonesia, and that signals trouble ahead. In normal times, the average car on Jakarta streets crawls at a meager 8.3 kilometers an hour. But when it rains, traffic can stand still for hours as young men wade knee-deep in water trying to budge cars and buses. By some estimates, the congestion on Jakarta street costs as much as $1.4 billion a year in idle hours wasted away. There are other problems with crowding. The city is badly polluted, it has trouble finding clean water, and because it is on swampy land near the ocean, it is vulnerable to rising ocean levels. So President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono last year called for a study on moving the capital away from the congestion. Jakarta Governor Fauzi Bowo is not convinced the idea will improve conditions in the country's largest city.
I would be happy if some of the central government premises maybe would be move outside Jakarta. But it doesn't mean that the problem of Jakarta will be lessened.
The problems do not show signs of easing anytime soon. Every day, more than 500 new cars and 1,500 new motorbikes are registered in Jakarta, while the efforts to build an integrated public transportation system is behind schedule. In addition to those who live in the city, every day more than 1 million travel in from the suburbs to work or study. The city does not have enough roads to accommodate its commuters, and its crumbling infrastructures compounds to the problem. Last month, a stretch of highway collapsed for lack of maintenance, causing a traffic jam that lasted hours near the country's main harbor. But urban planning expert Marco Kusumavijaya says moving the capital from the city is not the solution.
At the most, there are only 350,000 public servants, and I think maybe only 10% or 15% of them using cars. So I think it is delusional in the sense that it is not based on actual cause of traffic jam that we want to solve.
Indonesia's first president, Sukarno, thought of moving the capital to Palangkaraya, a city on Borneo Island. That was in the 50s, long before Jakarta had a traffic problem. Palangkaraya was an option for several reasons. It sits in the heart of the sprawling archipelago, away from quake-prone areas and the densely populated island of Java, where most of the population and the economic and political powers are concentrated. The government later considered another city on Java, but neither plan moved forward. Palangkaraya is back in the running today to become Indonesia's next capital. The government, however, is weighing the cost of a move, which could top $11 billion, against the cost of improving Jakarta's infrastructure. Soledad Lorin for VOA News, Jakarta.